When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPetro and Rothenberg.
We could get 3 to 30 inches on Saturday.
Can you imagine that, though? Before the NFL season, we come on and we're doing our predictions. Dave, what do you think about the Giants?
The Giants could win anywhere from 2 to 11 games and stock up on bread.
What do you think about the AFC Championship game?
Let me give you teams that could be there. Anyone in the East or the West, the North as well, the South, excluding Jacksonville.
This is DPetro and Rothenberg.
Anywhere from 3 to 13 teams have a real chance at the AFC Championship.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Hello. 7 o'clock hour. DPetro Rothenberg with you. 98.7 ESPN. Presented as always by Progressive Insurance. You know, we are just minutes away, Rick, from the Super Duper Box Bonanza.
I can't believe it. Only minutes now.
Only minutes away.
We got to hit a daily double,
Super Duper Box Bonanza. What?
We have to hit a daily double.
Well, it's not us. It's the callers.
No, but our callers are a reflection of us. We need one of our callers to make the right
choice. It's purely random and luck.
I know. But still, I would like to have
I would like that too, but for you to scold them feels ridiculous.
I was not scolding. Don't do this now, because you just for me to rate. Don't say I'm scolding callers. I'm rooting for callers to do well.
I'm rooting for them as well. By the way, Big Mars Santy might be the most sensitive human I've ever encountered. And then he puts JC for the man up there.
Now we're just going to pile on? That's what we're doing?
No, I think that everyone loves Ray.
That is absolutely not
everybody
true.
Loves
See,
Ray.
See, here's the thing about you. You self-admittedly say that you're a man baby. And then whenever a situation comes about, you get to the point where you start yelling incoherently sometimes. And so, you know, when something does happen, you don't let go is the problem. I don't mind being made fun of. You can say whatever you like. I screw up quite a bit, but you keep repeating yourself.
Really?
I mean,
special kind of screw.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
There I go. You called him Matt Corral. You're like the, if I
it was
I
said, it was 4:30 in the morning. I
was fast asleep at 4:30. It wasn't 4:30 in the morning.
Whatever. Early in the morning prior to the show. While I'm also helping a man coordinate a very, very complicated open for
which
the show
you,
that he does
which
every
you, by the way, and see, this is what I'll do. When you're not good, I give you a hard time. When you are good, you get the credit. You were phenomenal with that open.
Okay,
today.
But when you do that, it's disingenuous.
But why?
I don't believe your compliments at that point.
Rick, am I nothing if not honest?
Sometimes too honest.
So why would you not think, I said at the time it was a great open, I'm repeating it 2 hours later it was a great open, why would you not believe that? And you had a huge hand in that. We heard what happens when you're not here for the open.
Yeah, it's ugly.
No, no.
It's terrible.
Maybe it's real ugly.
Maybe you should get used to it, I don't know.
Oh, you're such a
Santiago, baby. don't take this out on me.
Maybe he should be, you know. Reacclimated to not having that. See, there he goes.
Yeah, because you're baby.
He can't help himself.
You know what? Let's get to some of the Knicks calls. 1-800-919-3776. This is Jeff Van Gundy last night on ESPN. Very critical, and rightfully so, of the Knicks starting lineup.
They don't bring it on a nightly basis. I'm talking the starting unit. And there's been plenty of time throughout the year to show that they work well together. I just don't know how they continue on like this. You know, that's the definition of insanity, is seeing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
You're not going to see a different result. This is exactly what it's going to be. You look at their schedule, you look at how they're playing, you look at guys that are just playing at such a low level. This is the Knicks right now.
Yeah, but that's what this Knicks team is, though. I mean, that's like maybe that's what they were what they should have been last year.
Well, you know what? They had a great... Here's the thing. There was no fans there. There was no expectations whatsoever. I think you snuck up on a lot of people. You got to the playoffs, you got hammered, and this season so far has been a tremendous disappointment.
It's been a huge disappointment. And maybe that's our own fault, though, for having high expectations with this team to take.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. You know what? Vegas was, they were trying to tell us, guys.
They were trying.
It's not 49.5. We don't think this is a 50-win team. It's 42.5. We think 43-39. That's your line in the sand of what this team can get to. And we laughed at that.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though, too. I mean, remember what this team was last year. When did they make that
in the
jump
second half of
season?
The season.
When what happened?
When they acquired Derrick Rose.
Who are they missing right now?
Derrick Rose.
Okay. So, I mean, that's part of it. But maybe that's just what this team is. Now, you know, I don't think anyone expected Julius Randle to duplicate the season he had last season.
But nobody expected him to be this bad.
No, nobody. And then when you look at his numbers this year compared to what he did last year, it's startling. It is. I mean, last year you're talking about a guy who shot almost 46% from the floor. He's shooting 41%. He shot 41% from three. He's shooting close to 31%.
God.
And he was averaging 24 points last year. He's averaging almost 19 this year. So, I mean, it's, yeah, he's
those,
re- a,
those
he's
really are
a,
monumental differences, huh?
Yeah, especially the three-point percentage.
So he was 41% from three, and now he's 31?
Well, he's 30.7, yeah.
Yeah, so 31. So last year he shot 41% from three. This year he's shooting 41% overall.
Overall, yeah. So it's not, I mean, this is, again, and he's, unfortunately, he's your best player. And I know that frustrates people because we're seeing more of the Julius Randle that we saw when he first became a Knick that we used to, I mean, we were done with. But you just signed him to a long-term extension. Fournier, I mean, you just signed him.
I can't stand Fournier. See, Randle doesn't frustrate me as much as Fournier because I knew on Fournier. Like, they made that signing. I was like, what are they doing? Randle at least gave you one season where you believed maybe he was the answer, and now he's reverted back. But at least you saw something in him. Fournier to give that kind of a contract to from nothing, for no reason?
They wanted to bring in scoring, which, well, again, I mean, I don't know how you feel about this, though. I mean, I always feel like, you know, if you believe in your coach and what he's trying to build and what the identity of your team is going to be, then whoever you sign should fit into that. And outside of, you know, occasionally when he shoots the ball well and scores, he doesn't fit what Tibbs is trying to do.
Not at all.
At all.
Not,
he doesn't play defense.
He doesn't play defense. Doesn't create his own shot. Doesn't make guys better.
Listen to what Jeff Van Gundy said. That's the worst thing you can say about a team. They don't bring it every night.
Yeah, that's an indictment on this club, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather him say that you're not that talented.
They're not that talented, right? There's just not enough talent in that starting lineup.
No, but it's they don't bring it every night.
Yeah, that really is a tremendous indictment.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it is. You know what? It's great. That was probably Raymond who's right on the ball. It is breaking news.
Interesting nugget.
Broncos are hiring Packers OC Nathaniel Hackett as their new head coach. The first thought that jumps into your mind is?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yep. Right?
Yep.
100%. This is their play. And I don't know if you've seen this. Everyone says if it's Rodgers, Adams goes with him. You put Rodgers and Adams on that team, oh my.
Oh my. With those weapons already?
Oh my.
I mean, they got the receivers. They got the tight end. They got
well,
the running
backs. They have Fant. They have Fant, Judy. They have Judy, Patrick. You talk about adding Adams, Cortland Sutton. I mean, that's an embarrassment of riches.
We like their new running back. Yeah.
I mean, Javonte Williams, yeah.
Great secondary. Bradley Chubb. The only thing about that is the division. That's it.
Yeah, I don't know why Aaron Rodgers would choose. Like, the division he's in, you just automatically win it.
It just feels like he wants to change. Like, he wants to see what it's like somewhere else.
Be careful what you wish for.
Well, Eli said the same thing, didn't he? I was reading some stuff that Eli said about that. He's had the opportunity to speak to some guys that have said, you know, that have done that. I want to see what it's like somewhere else, and then say, no, it's not. The grass isn't always greener. It's not always better somewhere else.
I mean, let me ask you this, and obviously we don't know, but in your mind, if Rodgers and Adams go to Denver, do they become the favorites to win that division? I'd still say Kansas City.
I think you'd have to say Kansas City at this point. I mean, Kansas City's on the verge of going back to another Super Bowl.
You could almost say Kansas City didn't have a great year for Kansas City, and they're still a heavy favorite to go back.
No, I mean, they haven't. I mean, it's been an up and down or a down and up year for Kansas City. It took them a while to figure it out. Defense wasn't very good. They were turning the ball over, and then defense started to pick it up. They're not turning the football over. Patrick Mahomes looks like Patrick Mahomes. I mean, even I gave you the numbers for Patrick Mahomes the other day on a down year. What he still? I mean, that's a down. This was a down year.
It was
for
insane.
Him.
I don't know. I mean, you go to that division. Las Vegas is pretty good. The Chargers are good and getting better, and they're going to be good for a long time. The Chiefs are the best team in the AFC, and now you're going to go to Denver.
How about those quarterbacks? Mahomes,
Rodgers, even Carr. Right now. If Derek Carr is the worst quarterback in the division, that's a pretty good division, huh?
What if the Raiders sign Jim Harbaugh as their coach?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why he would do that. I guess he probably wants out of Green Bay, but that would not be the place I'd want to go.
I don't know. I don't know why.
I don't know why either, but even if he did, like you, why do you want to go to the AFC?
Tom Brady ruined it for everybody, man. Because he sees the amount of power Tom Brady has, and he sees what they're willing to do for Tom Brady. And then you step into this, and you bring Devontae Adams with you.
Yeah, that would be an embarrassment of riches.
With your former offensive coordinator.
We'll get into this a little bit more on the Big Football Friday tomorrow on 98.7 ESPN. But the Knicks fans. Yeah,
how about I'm reading this? So I was just doing some stuff for the show, and I'm reading this. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson dine in luxury at Jeff Bezos' $175 million home in L.A.
Well, Jeff Bezos doesn't know what to do with all his money.
How about this Pete Davidson? I mean, what a life this guy is living.
Well, not only what a life, but, I mean, if I lined up eight guys and said, which one is scoring the great women of the world, I don't think you'd select Pete Davidson right off the bat.
No, I would not. I'd take Matt Corral before I took Pete Davidson.
Oh, that would go crazy. You would take Malik Willis twice before you took Pete Davidson, I think.
$175 million home.
That's crazy. What's the most expensive home in the country? It's got to be right around there, no?
Listen, I don't know. Even if I had as much money as Jeff Bezos, I don't know if I would want a $175 million home.
You wouldn't know what to do with all that money. You know who'd be good with that kind of money? I'd be really good with that kind of money.
You'd be terrible with that. You'd be worse than you are now.
I'd walk down the street just giving people wads of cash.
Yeah,
I once played blackjack for 36 straight hours.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about.
But you couldn't lose it all. You can't lose that kind of money.
They'd be building casinos by your house.
I'd build my own casino. The slot machines are for losers.
You'll lose money to your own casino?
Yeah, that's right. Where'd the money go? Right there.
It's right next door, Cher.
DPHO Rothenberg presented, as always, by Progressive Insurance. And how about some Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract and no compromise. I know you've tried your best to keep up. What now?
I'm seeing $295 million.
For what?
Most expensive home.
$295?
$295 million.
What could that house possibly have in it?
Maybe it's own casino.
It better have heated floors.
It's a 105,000 square foot home.
Oh my God, it's like a city. What do you think the landscaping bill on that one is?
I can't even imagine.
I bet you big snowfall and the double plow.
Jeez, double plow. That's it's like you see a picture of it. It's like it's legitimately like its own.
Probably has a helipad.
It does.
Can I get to a next call, or are you going to stand in my way every step of the way?
Google it. It's called The One.
The One? All right, I'm going to Google it as we get to Mel in Queens. Good morning, Mel. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing? I think Rick had hit on the nail on the head earlier when he talked about, you know, sometimes players and playing with the coach. And I think with Dibs, you saw it in Minnesota as well. He's starting to have, like, this history. Like, after the second year, he started to lose the team in the locker room, it seems like. And when you're playing professional sports or just playing sports in general, I play sports, you know, nobody likes to play like to be on the yo-yo, you know. And I think that the players are not bought in to Dibs right now. And I think it's showing on the court. I think he still has problems with running an NBA offense. And I feel like his style of play is a 90-style in-your-face all-day defense, which is I don't have a problem with playing defense. But we passed that time in basketball. We need to start focusing more on how to get, you know, plays open and ball movement and different things like that. And it's just not happening. And a lot of those plays, they show flashes of what they can do. We saw 28 score 38 and Kemba and these guys. But, you know, he has to put it together. And I think he's right now the problem that's holding the Knicks back. I'm not saying they ultimately real talented, but I think right now he hasn't shown anything.
Yeah, but Mel,
in his last two stops.
Mel, let me ask you a question. Because I think a lot of people are starting to feel the way that you feel. I disagree with you, but I think a lot of people are feeling that way. I mean, could it be that Tibbs is a victim of being a good coach? And we set expectations that were way too high because what he got out of the team last year? I mean,
I feel like he hasn't adjusted to the style of basketball.
But how else? You don't have great players, Mel. You don't. You don't have a point guard.
I mean, think about this. When they started the season off, right, I feel like he lost a lot. When you bench a player like Kemba Walker, right, and I think that sends a message to the team, and I think it struck the team the wrong way because that was their first downward spiral that they really started going down, and then finally he came back, and it seemed like there was a breath of fresh air. He got player of the week, a little momentum. But players don't forget that. And it's like sometimes players have an attitude of saying, I'm going to play besides the coach, forget you, but there's so far that can take you. You have to be invested in your coach, and I don't think the players are invested in the coach right now.
I think they're just not that good, and thanks for the call, Mel. I think that's the bottom line. When you look at talent with the Knicks and a lot of these other teams, they can't compete with Miami. They're not going to compete with Milwaukee on Friday. Like, can you have the diamond game where you play great and they don't, or they're not motivated, or they're back-to-back? Sure, but for the most part, the Knicks are not at the level of these other teams. And I think their next 10-game stretch will show a lot of that.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
So us going to Vegas and you getting us tickets to see Adele, that's done, right?
Well, yeah, Adele's, I mean, her crew has COVID, so.
Well, but then I can have it in late April.
Well, no, I'm not spending $30,000.
Right, that's the thing that gets in your way.
Yeah, I mean, unless you go on some kind of run at the tables.
Like, well, you want me to go on a run at the tables and then
you let him go to Vegas? We definitely not going to see him.
No,
I have to have finance this thing.
Well, no, I'm not saying finance it. You go on a run. I go on a run. Santi goes on a run. RJ goes on a run. Whoever goes on a run, now all of a sudden we're playing, and they're like, hey, I mean, these guys are doing some work here at the casino. We want them to stay.
Maybe they comp us?
Yeah, maybe
tickets?
You want to go to – yeah, go see Adele.
That would be nice.
This would be great.
That really would be nice.
Nice suite.
Yeah. That could happen.
With you, anything's possible.
Anything is completely possible. I feel – I guess I'm going to tell you because I always try to be honest with you. I feel like you've stood in the way of callers today.
I don't mean to.
I feel like two or three times I've said, let's go to, and then you're like, wait, and you have a question.
There's been a lot to talk about.
There is, but everyone
wants to
talk
about
this.
I'm trying to avoid the let's bash Tibbs calls, that all of a sudden now Tibbs is a bad coach.
But I think that's now the sentiment that the Knicks fans are starting to get upset with Tom Thibodeau.
And you wonder why. You wonder why we've been a dysfunctional mess, and why we can't get all the superstars that everyone craves is why we can't get them.
I got to tell you, more so than Thibodeau, Rose.
Yeah.
Not Derek, Leon.
Leon Rose.
I mean, Leon Rose has done a hideous job.
I have a team that's not overly talented that doesn't consistently show up and play hard. That seems like a real recipe for success.
Right. So let me add Evan Fournier and Kemba Walker to that mix.
Yeah. One guy, both don't play defense. The one guy's knee's so bad that I don't know when he's going to be available or not. If he takes, you know, 9 games off, he's ready to go. But then all of a sudden it gets sore.
And remember, other teams had these guys and said, wait, we're good. We'll move on.
Yeah, we'll move on.
Yeah. All right. How about this then? I can take non-Thibs bashing calls.
And I think we take, we got what, 14 or so minutes left. Let's take as many calls as we can.
A melange. What do you put the over-under on? A number of calls we can get to in the next 14 minutes.
7.
There's no way we'll get to 7.
Oh, we're going to get through 7.
No. Let's go to Shooter in Stamford. Shooter, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Ewing for 3. Yes. It's definitely not Tibbs' fault. That's ridiculous. Okay? Our team is terrible. We need to get rid of guys right now. Toppin looks positive. Like, he's a scorer. You gotta let him go. It's like we're holding him back in the corner. Barrett, Reddish looks fast as hell. Like, let the young guys.
Reddick is barely, he's barely played. Shooter, how can you sit here and give me anything positive on Reddish?
He looks very quick, and he's a good shooter. And roll now. I'd go to a game and watch it, because if we lose, great, we'll get a good draft pick. If we start to play a little better, they'll work hard. These young guys will work hard. And that's it. I mean, let's move on already. We stink. This is embarrassing. I'd rather watch Below Deck with my wife than the next game.
Wow, that's saying something.
It's a good show, Below Deck.
I haven't seen it.
I like that show.
You'll watch anything, though.
No. I'm watching Yellowstone right now. Oh, don't try to. No, that. Come on. Let's go. Calls. Don't try to stand in the way of my over-under. Let's go.
It's not going to get you. What did you put it at? 7?
I put it at 7.
That's crazy. All right. So now you're at 1. Let's go to Ryan in Queens. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, what's up, guys? Really appreciate the show, all the work you guys do. But I just want to know, is there anything that we can do before the February trade deadline to at least salvage the season? If not, like, what kind of free agents can be attracted to the Garden? I mean, the Garden sells itself, but the Knicks don't. And lastly, can we please bring back the therapist, Dr. Rothenberg?
I'd like to bring him back. It was we were told by management they didn't like it.
They didn't like it. It was too real.
Yeah, it was very emotional.
There was too emotional. There was too much.
It was raw. I believe the quote was, "It's too raw for our listeners."
Too raw.
What do you do? I don't know. You're locked into Randall. You're locked into Fournier.
I think it would be more addition by subtraction if you did anything. At this point, I mean, what free agency going to? Who's going to want to sign up to be a part of this now?
Probably not anybody.
All the momentum you had from last season feels like it's gone already.
Well, it looks like you're going to have a top 7 pick.
Well, great.
Well, listen, you can hit that a gem the there.
Yeah, that was the hope this season.
No, it's not the hope, but you know what? You can turn a bad situation into a better situation.
You got to figure out whether or not Julius Randle is standing in the way of the development of your young guys.
I think that's clear that he is, no?
Well, that's the...
But the problem is, if you don't play him, you see what that looks like, too.
Well, I know.
So you're in a real catch-22.
I'm saying, no, he asked what you could do with the deadline. You have to answer that question. What are you without Julius Randle? If you get rid of Julius Randle, does it make RJ better? Can Toppin turn into, you know, the player we hoped? Like, whatever. You have to answer those questions.
Your half-court offense, Toppin, is not going to be great.
No, it's not. You've seen what this team looks like without Julius Randle. It's not competitive. But as a fan, I mean, that's what the calls we're getting. We want the young guys. Well, if you want the young guys,
it's the backup quarterback. Put the backup quarterback in there. Until you see the backup quarterback and you realize Daniel Jones is not so bad.
Yeah.
Right? Tommy Linden. Tommy, you're next up. This is called three. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, I'm going to make this quick because I want Rick to get the over. So, number one, I think that I've been saying this for years. We have not had a decent point guard in New York in forever. I love Derrick Rose, but I'm talking about a stable point guard for years, somebody that we can roll with. Number two, I think I know it's not Tibbs. As a fan, we just don't have the right players. And also, there's no dog in this team. Like, I watched Ja Morant the other night, and we don't have, like, a dog. Like, I mean, RJ Barrett is good, right? But there's no dog in him. He's like, you know, I'm not calling him soft, but I'm just saying he doesn't have any dog. And I guess that's it. Oh, and lastly but not least, go Niners.
Wow, Tommy, look at
that.
You.
That's piece playing right into RJ's hands. No wonder he got on the line so quickly.
Yeah, I mean, last night you saw, I mean, the definition, like, the way P.J. Tucker plays, Jimmy Butler. I mean, I'm telling you right now, he mentioned being frustrated. That's what, I can live with the lack of talent. I can live with that. You're not good enough. But the lack of effort is what drives me nuts.
Drives you crazy. 1-800-919-3776. You know what drives me crazy? You watch the Knicks, everything is so difficult. Every basket is so hard. You watch Miami, how many layups do they get?
Yeah, but it speaks to who has the ball in their hands too. I mean, it's Jimmy Butler with the ball in his hands. When Tyler Herro comes off the bench, he dribble penetrate whenever he wants. How about that last play? How about the pass Randle made at the end of the first half? just right out of bounds.
That was special, huh? let's go. I mean, really, I mean, it's unbelievable. Eric in Queens. Good morning. This is four in your battle to get to 7+. Good morning, Eric.
Morning, Eric. Yeah, Dave. Good morning. Good morning, Rick.
Listen. Good morning, Eric.
Why do you speak to Rick like he's an afterthought? You're like, good morning, Dave, and good morning.
Listen, I listen to the show so much, I got like caught up in a minute on who was the other guy. So I didn't want to make a mistake. I had to think for a minute. I'm sorry, Rick, man. I love you too just as much as Dave. But anyway, look. No, everybody's bashing Tibbs. I bash him too. People make points about they want to see the young guys. I want to see the young guys also. I just want to know who makes that decision. Is it Tibbs' decision? Because everybody talk about Toppin non-defense. He's playing good defense now. Better than Randle. Look at his effort. He rebounds. All right. He might not, the half-court game, he might not be able to play it as well as Randle. But really, you want to see the ball come up every time and throw it to Randle at the top of the key, every possession. Look at that young team that was out there. We came back, then what did he do? You know, we went back to everybody. This is not a team that everybody's for themselves, and I think that's what the problem is. Too much self-play, but that falls on the coach. Coach got to put the right guys together.
I don't know that you have the right guys.
You don't have the right guys. That's the issue.
Yeah, therein lies the problem. Listen, is there a coach that might be able to get a little more out of this team? Possibly.
No.
But do you think, like, what's the upside right now of this team? What's the best they could possibly be?
This team is a 500 team. That's what this team is.
That's right. And I got to tell you, I don't think you'll see 500 again this year.
Not with their upcoming schedule. I mean, you're trying to put a puzzle together, and you're missing the biggest piece of the puzzle. You don't have it.
It sounds like Rose is not far off, but by the time he gets back, he might be too far gone anyway.
Yeah, but even then, though, there lies the problem, though, is because, I mean, Rose is your best option to put with your starting five, but now all of a sudden it takes away from the strength of your bench. Because you only have one. You know what I mean? You only have one. That's why you thought you brought in Kemba, but Kemba doesn't fit. I mean, his knee's bad enough where, I mean, you can't rely on him.
But how did you not know that?
I think you did know that, but you wanted to believe that it would be different and it's a good story, Kemba coming home.
Well, how ridiculous is that? So you knew he wasn't going to be able to, but you thought just based on Welcome to New York that he was going to turn back into All-Star Kemba Walker?
It's a good story. Kemba's a, you know, Kemba's
That's
a
terrible job.
Week. Leon Rose did not have a good offseason.
No, not at all. I like Greg in Piscataway. He will be caller 5. You have a chance here. Greg, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's going on, buddy?
Hello?
Yeah,
hey, I just want to say, with Julius, so I don't understand. How is Tibbs preaching that you have to play hard? Julius isn't playing hard. And how is he saying that Obi Toppin, for example, doesn't deserve a chance to play? Like, it totally contradicts himself. He's living and dying with Julius. Julius just checked out. Like, I loved him last year. But
so, Greg, what's your solution now? Give me a solution.
Solution for the Knicks?
What do you do? What are you doing? You have Julius Randle. You're paying him a lot of money. What are you doing?
We can't trade him, so I guess we gotta rock with him. But how about put him on the bench? How about, you know, give him less
poisoning,
minutes?
You're poisoning your locker room.
A chance, but.
Do you know what happens to the team if you now bench Julius Randle?
Greg, you'll poison your locker room. And that's
him,
not good for young players, too. That's just as bad for the young players.
Give the young guys more minutes.
I'd be okay with that. I mean, and thanks for the call, Greg. I need to see more Obi Toppin. I mean, the guy was minus 34 last night. At some point, you have to put him on the bench. Feelings aside, you have to.
And R.J. Barrett was minus 36. I don't disagree with you. Obi Toppin is doing everything you're asking him to do. He deserves more minutes. But he plays the same position as Julius Randle. Unless they're going to decide. I mean, that's again, one of the things that drives me crazy about Tibbs is at a certain point, like, okay, I mean, I know you don't like to go small and you like rim protection. Well, maybe think about it.
But what you're doing is not working.
No, it's not working.
Right? It's not going to be worse. A game like last night, if you go Toppin Randle, it's not like all of a sudden things are going to spiral out of control. They're already out of control.
You say that. You say that. It feels like it could get worse.
Oh, God. You want another call?
Yeah, we got real close. Let's go.
You have a real chance here. Have I told you about the new show I started watching?
No, go.
Very good. All right, fine. Here's call 6. Ryan in Massapequa. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, guys.
What do you got, buddy?
On, so I just want a little shift of focus to the New York Giants for a second.
Please.
So I was just curious. I've been having this conversation with my friends a bunch. If you were hired as the GM of the Giants and you already had your head coach in place, what would be your first order of business for this team? Do you think the most important thing is finding some competition at the quarterback position, clearing cap, salary cap, fixing the O-line? Just curious on your thoughts. What
do
you think?
You got to do all of it.
It's the draft.
I don't care what the first thing is. All of the things that you just mentioned have to be done. You have to do well in the draft. You have to bring in a backup quarterback who can compete, and you have to fix the offensive line. And you also have to clear up a lot of the cap space that you come in, which is a major problem. So all of those things need to be and will be addressed by the time the season starts.
Yeah, the first order of business is obviously the coach, his staff, and then it's focusing on the draft.
And you have a lot of equity in that draft. A
lot of equity. 5-7 is big time. Hopefully, you hope, too, that one of these quarterbacks shows out here throughout the pre-draft process.
And somebody wants him? You hope they all show out, right?
Yeah, hope they all show out.
The ideal for you is if everyone is good.
Yeah, but, I mean, you want to have... You want to have the opportunity, if you can, to think about moving back from 7 if you want.
And get real value there. I feel like maybe we've done enough of the calls, no?
No, come on, let's go. We're so close. We're pushing through this. Let's go. We're getting to 7 right now.
You have one. We only need one more. We got Santiago's got his 3 stars, though.
Let's go.
And then we'll talk to KJM and a super-duper box bonanza coming your way on every show. Tomorrow's a football Friday.
Now you're being a jerk. Let's go. One more.
Dom in Manhattan at 7. Good morning, Dom.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I just want to. I completely agree with you guys that like there is no formula to make this team better this year. We don't have the players, but when you trade for a guy, right, you get rid of Kevin Knox, which was basically nothing. You get Cam Reddish, right? Wouldn't it make sense just to see what he could do? Where, you know, if Randall's not playing good, which obviously it's not all his fault, but try to mix it up a little bit. Like last night, you could just tell. Once they start going down like that, the game's over. You know what I mean? So I just
they
feel
left
like,
him in too long.
You know, Grimes, I like him, but you know, give him a shot. What's the harm in it?
You got. I mean, you're right. And thanks for the call, Don. I mean, a night like last night. Why is Cam Reddish not getting more minutes?
They kept him in too long. I mean, they waited all the way till you're down 30. Then it's just the game's over. It's garbage time.
Terrible.
Because I'm telling you, Tibbs it makes you earn your minutes. And you want to put Cam Reddish in a spot where he can have success. He doesn't know the offense yet. And there's got to be a reason why, I mean, Atlanta couldn't wait to get rid of him. He's a 10th overall pick.
I get it. But if you brought him in, you might as well at least give him a run. And if he's no good, he's no good. That's fine.
Well, he's going to get it. He'll get.
He has to. He'll get all right. We hit on all seven. Maybe that gets into three stars of the day. I don't know. But I do know that Santiago has them right now.
Today's three stars. Number three.
It'll be the new sheriff in town, Joe Shane. Do you know why he had a good day when he was introduced as the new GM of the Giants? Because he didn't have a bad day. He didn't sit on the podium. He wasn't condescending like Joe Judge and Dave Gettleman. And he didn't look foolish like Ben McAdoo in the Giants suits a few years ago. So good start for him because it wasn't a bad start. Probably the best start he could have had. So
you know,
we'll see how it goes.
You know that pains you to give the Giants a star.
Not at all. Let's see how it goes with the head coach hire.
Number two.
Actually, this will go to the... Even though he was disrespectful as hell to me today, the maturing Dave Rothenberg, because I do appreciate that he was yelling at a referee. He was called out on it. Says, okay, well, I won't attack the referee. And what was it, Dave? You said you don't appreciate the call?
Yeah. They said you can't yell at the ref, but you can express your displeasure. And so, I said, I'm very displeased with that call.
So you know, at the end of the day, it's a sign of maturity that you were able to even
That's
do that.
Right.
So we'll see if you continue to progress.
Number one.
Keep an eye on your television today. Rick DiPietro will be on The Point, 5 p.m. ESPN2. Is that correct, Rick?
That is correct.
And you've got intermission coverage of Kings Islanders, 7 p.m. ESPN Plus later today.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Thank you, Raymond. Thank you. First star, I'll take it.
I mean, the fact that I got the second star and he got the first is troubling, but I understand the hierarchy on the show.
You're lucky you got a star at all.
I'm not lucky. I earned that star.
There is some serious tension between you two right now.
No, I love Ray. He's in my will.
Nuno turned on you.
Giants got a star, too. I mean, you should be thrilled.
Yeah, Giants get a star. I get a star. Everyone gets a star. All right, it's like an Oprah show here. Let's bring in Jay Will, KJM, coming your way in just a moment. Jay, the Knicks, discuss. Feels like it's broken and breaking more.
Well, a couple of things, guys. You know, when Julius Randle gets that four-year, $117 million deal, a lot of New York fans were ecstatic. And it was deservingly so. As an ex-player, you want to see a player get compensated for the type of year he had. But internally, the conversations we were having with a lot of ex-basketball players and executives were, is this fool's gold with this team? Because of all the injuries happened last year due to COVID, it just seemed like everything was working out for the Knicks, but is this truly who they were? I've said it multiple times. I didn't think this was who they were. Now, them making a move for Kemba Walker, who's been injury prone, what they've gone through this year, understanding the history of Tom Thibs and how there is a consensus around the league from players, a lot of younger players that I've talked to, that it just wears you down over time unless you have the right leadership in place, i.e. a Jimmy Butler or Derrick Rose. So I think now having a guy like R.J. Barrett, who's still trying to find himself, Jeff Van Gundy absolutely annihilated this team last night. And it was deservingly so, because you're not seeing the effort. You're seeing a team that feels like they're burned out. You're hearing people talk about rotations and what is Tibbs doing. You're having questions around Julius Randle and whether he should be benched in the game. And this is what we expected this team to be, frankly, inside basketball people. I didn't expect them to be one of the top teams in the East.
So, Jay, who do you blame? Who do you blame for this?
You got to take on management here, man. I mean, this is Leon Rose. This is how they're looking to deal with it. I mean, you can try to put your blame on Tom Thibodeau. You know what this is going to be. All us hoopers know the style that Tom is going to play. We do. So when you give Julius Randle that piece, you are combining assets. But I think there's been a lot of who can you go for next up? Can you get a big-time player to buy into the culture that Tibbs wants to establish with this team? But it starts with having the right young assets and trade value to go get your guy.
So if you don't get a guy, and a young, and it has to be, I would think, a point guard or someone that can handle the ball, is it possible, Jay, that it gets fixed without a trade? Or is this season lost unless there's a deal made?
Lost. I think the season's lost. I don't think that you're going to get the value that you would want as a Knicks fan with this season at all. You're going to have to try to get a trade. Now, the question is, what are you willing to give up? And who are you attacking? Are you trying to get a guy like De'Aaron Fox? This is going to be a huge summer for a guy like Dame. You even hear Daryl Morey saying, hey, we're going to hold our cards with Ben Simmons. We're going to wait to see what happens with James Harden. You know, it's frustrating for me as a hooper because I see the potential of what the Knicks organization could be. And you think about if KD or Kyrie both wanted to come to that organization, how ready they are to be a championship contender. And it feels like last year they were exponentially closer. But I'm telling you, as right now, it feels like they're exponentially further away.
Great. All right. Well, we are upset with the news you deliver, but we're happy to have you on to deliver it. And we appreciate you. And we'll catch you in just a moment here on 98.7 ESPN, and hopefully tomorrow morning as well. Thanks, Jay.
All right, boys.
All right. There you have it. This is just terrible news surrounding the Knicks.
Yeah,
you know what? He's right.
He is right. But I said it. All the momentum that we built up from last year is now
it's gone. It's gone. It couldn't be more gone. This season, I'm sorry, and I told you this last week. This season is done. It is.
You're probably right. I'm still invested, but I mean, an effort like last night is unacceptable.
It's Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DPHO Rothenberg and
everybody
on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.